day 68 of Seeking a Path to the Good Life, a walk through the Bible in a year. Let's return to the Hebrew Bible, reading Joshua 15 through 17. The territory of Judah. The lot for the tribe of the people of Judah, according to their families, reached southward to the boundary of Edom, to the wilderness of Zin at the farthest south. And their south boundary ran from the end of the Dead Sea, from the bay that faces southward. It goes out southward of the ascent of Akrabim, passes along to Zin, and goes up south of Kadesh Barnea, along by Hezron, up to Adar, makes a turn to Karka, passes along Asmon, goes out by the Wadi of Egypt, and comes to its end at the sea. This shall be your south boundary. And the east boundary is the Dead Sea to the mouth of the Jordan, and the boundary on the north side runs from the bay of the sea at the mouth of the Jordan, and the boundary goes up to Beth Hagla and passes along north of Beth Araba, and the boundary goes up to the stone of Bohan, Reuben's son, and the boundary goes up to Debir from the valley of Achor, and so now northward, turning towards Gilgal, which is opposite the ascent of Adumim, which is on the south side of the valley, and the boundary passes along the waters of En Shemesh and ends at En Rogel. Then the boundary goes up by the valley of the son of Hinnom at the southern slope of the Jebusites, that is Jerusalem, and the boundary goes up to the top of the mountains that lies over against the valley of Hinnom on the west and at the northern end on the valley of Rephaim. Then the boundary extends from the top of the mountain to the spring of the waters of Nephtoah, and there to the towns of Mount Ephron. Then the boundary bends around to Baalah, that is Kiriath-Jearim, and the boundary circles west of Baalah to Mount Seir, passes along the northern slope of Mount Jearim, that is Chesalon, and goes down to Beth Shemesh and passes along Timnah. The boundary goes out to the slope of the hill north of Ekron. Then the boundary bends around to Shikaron and passes along to Mount Baalah and goes out to Jabneel. Then the boundary comes to an end at the sea, and the west boundary is the Mediterranean with its coast. This is the boundary surrounding the people of Judah according to their families. Caleb occupies his portion. But to Caleb, son of Jephunneh, Joshua gave a portion along the people of Judah according to the commandment of the Lord of Joshua, Kiriath Arba, that is Hebron, Arba the father of Anak. And Caleb drove out from there the three sons of Anak, Sheshai, Ahiman, and Talmai, the descendants of Anak. From there he went up against the inhabitants of Debir. Now the name of Debir formerly was Kiriath Sepher. And Caleb said, whoever attacks Kiriath Sepher and takes it, to him I will give my daughter Aksah as wife. Othniel, son of Kenaz, the brother of Caleb, took it and gave him his daughter Aksah as wife. When she came to him, she urged him to ask her father for a field. As she dismounted from her donkey, Caleb said to her, what do you wish? She said, give me a present, since you have sent me in the land of Negev, give me springs of water as well. So Caleb gave her the upper springs and the lower springs. The towns of Judah. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the people of Judah according to their families. The towns belonging to the tribe of the people of Judah in the extreme south towards the boundary of Edom were Kabzeel, Eder, Jagur, Kinah, Damona, Adada, Kadesh, Hazor, Ithnan, Ziph, Telem, Beeloth, Hazor, Hagdakah, Kirioth, Hezron, that is Hazor, Amam, Shema, Moladah, Hazar Gadah, Keshmam, Beth Pelet, Hazar Shul, Beer Sheba, Bizziothia, Bala, Im, Ezem, El Tolad, Chazil, Horma, Ziklag, Medmana, Hans Sana, Laboeth, Shilihim, Ain, and Rimon, and all 29 towns with their villages. And in the lowlands, Eshtol, Zora, Ashna, Zonah, Enganim, Tapua, Enam, Zarmuth, Adullam, Sokah, Azekah, Sharim, Adathim, Gedara, Gedorthim, 14 towns with their villages, Zina, Hadashah, Migdal Gal, Dilon, Mezpel, Jokluthel, Lachish, Bozkoth, Eglon, Kaban, Lamam, Chitlish, Gedaroth, Beth Dagon, Naima, and Makkadah, 16 towns with their villages. Libna, Ether, Ashan, Iphtah, Ashna, Nezib, Tila, Akzib, and Marishah, 9 towns with their villages. Ekron with its towns and its villages, from Ekron to the sea, all that were near Ashdod with their villages. Ashdod, its towns and its villages, Gaza, its towns and its villages, to the Wadi of Egypt and the Great Sea with its coast. And in the hill country, Shamir, Jatir, Sokah, Dana, Kiriath Sana, that is Debir, Anab, Eshtema, Anim, Geshen, Holon, and Gilo, 11 towns with their villages. Arab, Duma, Eshan, Janim, Beth Tapa, Epika, Tumta, Kiriath Arba, that is Hebron, and Zior, 9 towns with their villages. Maon, Carmel, Ziph, Judah, Jezreel, Jokdim, Zanoa, Cain, Gibeah, and Timnah, 10 towns with their villages. Elhul, Bethzor, Gedor, Maroth, Beth Anan, and Eklakon, 6 towns with their villages. Kiriath Baal, that is Kiriath Jearim, and Rabbah, 2 towns with their villages. In the wilderness, Beth Araba, Medin, Sekakah, Nibshan, the city of salt, and En-Gedi, 6 towns with their villages. But the people of Judah could not drive out the Jebusites, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so the Jebusites lived with the people of Judah and Jerusalem to this day. The territory of Ephraim. The allotment of the Josephites went from the Jordan by Jericho, east of the waters of Jericho, into the wilderness, going up from Jericho into the hill country of Bethel, then going from Bethel to Lutz, it passed along to Ataroth, the territory of the Archites. There it goes down westward to the territory of the Japhlites, as far as the territory of lower Beth Horon, then to Gezer, and it ends at the sea. The Josephites, Manasseh and Ephraim, received their inheritance. The territory of the Ephraimites by their families were as follows. The upper boundary of their inheritance on the east was Ataroth Adar, as far as the upper Beth Horon, and the boundary goes from there to the sea. On the north is Michmethoth. Then on the east of the boundary makes a turn towards Tanath Shiloh and passes along beside it on the east to Genoa. Then it goes down from Genoa to Ataroth to the Naira and touches Jericho, ending at the Jordan. From Tapua, the boundary goes westward to the Wadi Kana and at the end of the sea. Such is the inheritance of the tribe of the Ephraimites by their families, together with the towns that were set apart for the Ephraimites within the inheritance of the Manassites, all those towns with their villages. They did not, however, drive out the Canaanites who lived in Gezer, so the Canaanites have lived with Ephraim to this day, but have been made to do forced labor. The other half tribe of Manasseh, west. Then allotment was made to the tribe of Manasseh, for he was the firstborn of Joseph. To Machir, the firstborn of Manasseh, the father of Gilead, were allotted Gilead and Bashan, because he was a warrior. And allotments were made to the rest of the tribes of Manasseh by their families, Abiezer, Halak, Ashriel, Shechem, Hefer, and Shemedai. These were the male descendants of Manasseh, son of Joseph, by their families. Now Zelophehad, son of Hefer, son of Gilead, son of Machir, son of Manasseh, had no sons but only daughters. And these are the names of his daughters, Mahla, Noah, Hogla, Milcah, and Tirzah. They came before the priests Eleazar and Joshua, son of Nun, and the leaders, and said, "The Lord commanded Moses to give us an inheritance along with our male kin." So according to the commandments of the Lord, he gave them an inheritance along with the kinsmen of their father. Thus there fell to Manasseh 10 portions beside the land of Gilead and Bashan, which is on the other side of the Jordan, because the daughters of Manasseh received an inheritance along with his sons. The land of Gilead was allotted to the rest of the Manassites. The territory of Manasseh reached from Asher to Michmethoth. which is east of Shechem. Then the boundary goes along southward to the inhabitants of En-Tapuah. The land of Tapuah belonged to Manasseh, but the town of Tapuah and the boundary of Manasseh belonged to the Ephraimites. Then the boundary went down to the Wadi Kana. The towns here to the south of the Wadi along the towns of Manasseh belong to Ephraim. Then the boundary of Manasseh goes along the north side of the Wadi and ends at the sea. The land to the south is Ephraim's, and that to the north is Manasseh's, with the sea forming its boundary. On the north, Asher is reached, and on the east, Issachar. Within Issachar and Asher, Manasseh and Bashin and its villages, Ibleam and its villages, the inhabitants of Dor and its villages, the inhabitants of Endor and its villages, the inhabitants of Tanakh and its villages, the inhabitants of Megiddo and its villages, the third is Naphtoth. Yet the Manassites could not take possession of those towns, but the Canaanites continued to live in that land. But the Israelites grew strong. They put the Canaanites to forced labor, but did not utterly drive them out. The tribes of Joseph protest. The tribe of Joseph spoke to Joshua, saying, "Why have you given me but one lot and one portion as an inheritance, since we are a numerous people whom all along the Lord has blessed?" And Joshua said to them, "If you are a numerous people, go up to the forest and clear ground there for yourselves in the land of Perizzites and the Rephaim, since the hill country of Ephraim is too narrow for you." The tribe of Joseph said, "The hill country is not enough for us, yet all the Canaanites who live in the plain have chariots of iron, both those in Bethshean and its villages and those in the valley of Jezreel." Then Joshua said to the house of Joseph, to Ephraim and to Manasseh, "You are indeed a numerous people and have great power. You shall not have one lot only, but the hill country shall be yours, for though it is a forest, you shall clear it and possess it to its furthest border, for you shall drive out the Canaanites, though they have chariots of iron and though they are strong." As you listen to these chapters, what did you notice? As we read through Joshua, it helps me to remember that we have moved from books of law to books of history. It is important to remember the literary style as we are reading through scripture. We are reading the story of how the Israelites entered into the promised land. I continue to meditate on how land and place influence our sense of self and identity. Have you experienced feeling rooted in a specific place? Have you experienced feeling separate or disconnected from your environment? Now let's move to 2 Timothy 1-2. Salutation. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God for the sake of the promise of life that is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my beloved child, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. Thanksgiving and encouragement. I am grateful to God, whom I worship with a clear conscience, as my ancestors did. When I remember you constantly in my prayers night and day, recalling your tears, I long to see you so that I may be filled with joy. I am reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that lived first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now, I am sure, lives in you. For this reason, I remind you to rekindle the gift of God that is within you through the laying on of my hands. For God did not give us a spirit of cowardice, but rather a spirit of power and of love and of self-discipline. Do not be ashamed then of the testimony about our Lord or of me, his prisoner, but join with me in suffering for the gospel and the power of God, who saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace. And this grace was given to us in Christ Jesus before the ages began, but it has now been revealed through the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, to abolish death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. For this gospel I was appointed a herald and an apostle and a teacher, and for this reason I suffer as I do. But I am not ashamed, for I know the one in whom I have put my trust, and I am sure that he is able to guard until that day the deposit I have entrusted to him. Hold to the standard of sound teaching that you have heard from me, in the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. Guard the good deposit entrusted to you with the help of the Holy Spirit living in us. You are aware that all who are in Asia have turned away from me, including Phygellus and Hermogenes. May the Lord grant mercy to the household of one Sepphoris, because he often refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chain. When he arrived in Rome, he eagerly searched for me and found me. May the Lord grant that he will find mercy from the Lord on that day. And you know very well how much service he rendered in Ephesus. A good soldier of Christ Jesus. You then, my child, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus and what you have heard from me through many witnesses, and trust in faithful people who will be able to teach others as well. Share in suffering like a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No one serves in the army, gets entangled in everyday affairs. The soldier's aim is to please the enlisting officer, and in the case of an athlete, no one is crowned without competing according to the rules. It is the farmer who does the work who ought to have the first share of the crops. Think over what I say, for the Lord will give you understanding in all things. Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, a descendant of David. That is my gospel, for which I suffer hardship, even to the point of being chained like a criminal. But the word of God is not chained. Therefore, I endure everything for the sake of the elect, so that they may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. The saying is sure, I have died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself. A worker approved by God. Remind them of this and warn them before the Lord that they are to avoid wrangling over words, which does no good but only ruins those who are listening. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved by him, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly explaining the word of truth. Avoid profane chatter, for it will lead people into more and more impiety, and their talk will spread like gangrene. Among them are Hymenaeus and Philetus, who have swerved from the truth, saying resurrection has already occurred. They are upsetting the faith of some, but God's firm foundation stands, bearing this inscription: The Lord knows those who are his, and let everyone who calls on the name of the Lord turn away from wickedness. In a large house there are utensils, not only of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, for some for special use, some for ordinary. All who cleanse themselves of the things I have mentioned will become special utensils, dedicated and useful to the owner of the house, ready for every good work. Shun youthful passions and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart. Have nothing to do with stupid and senseless controversies. You know that they breed quarrels. And the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome, but kindly to everyone, an apt teacher, patient, correcting opponents with gentleness. God may perhaps grant that they will repent and come to know the truth, and that they may escape from the snare of the devil, having been held captive by him to do his will. As you listen to these chapters, what did you notice? We have read the instruction to think over what I say, for the Lord will give you understanding in all things. This is a reminder that scripture is meditation literature to read and reread, to question and process with a recognition that we will never fully know or comprehend. What we come to understand in the wisdom sought will shift over time and with every reading. Let us end our time in prayer. Our Father, who is in the skies, may your name be recognized as holy. May your kingdom come, and may your will be done, as it is in the skies, so also on the land. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also forgive those indebted to us. Don't lead us into the test, but deliver us from the evil one.